Well,
Love Talk Radio.
I did it again. Well, hello, hello, hello. This is Kara, Strange Days Indeed Radio, back again. Anyway, I am doing this radio show outside. My daughter has fallen asleep on the couch. We had an appointment. Oh, well, that's the way life is, right? And this week has brought a lot of energy about it that a lot wants to get done. We want to get a lot done. And we feel like we got to get it all done now. But we're kind of exhausted, kind of in the zone of, whatever, cluttered mind. And it's okay. It's okay to feel that way. Just get done what you need to get done now. Do a little bit of preparing. But don't be hard on yourself if you feel exhausted. I've felt the same way the last few days and have had no idea how I was going to get done, like, all the things that were on deck for me, everything on the books. But yeah, as long as there's gas in the car and drinks in the fridge, there's a lot that can be negotiated. So what are we going to talk about today? This is like an unplanned, connecting with spirit. No matter what religion or spirituality or faith or even just agnostic belief you have, how you connect to a higher self, a higher support. It sucks when you feel like it's not there, especially during a hard time and you just feel like, okay, I'm just going to use the word God, all right? You feel like God's not there. You feel like your angels aren't there. You feel like, you know, grandma on the other side is not there. A lot of this is just blocked by our own worry and our own exhaustion and our own mistrust that what we give up into the universe and what we give out to the universe is not being given back to us. And this can stem quite often from, you know, neglect or relationships you've had where you've given everything or you've supported everyone and you actually did not get your own needs met. So the first thing I would say is you have to reexamine just surrendering that, you know, I'm putting my intention out there. I am connecting with God or whoever you want to say. I'm just going to say, God, let's make it easy here. But yeah, just trust that that connection is there for you. Trust that it's there, you know, supporting you, not only supporting you, but supporting your business, supporting your pet, supporting your family, supporting everything that you express out into the world. And to love yourself with unconditional love, even on your bad days. Like I have chronic pain. Most of my friends do. It's a lot of it has to do with being an empath, but you know, there's also big medical things that happen. It's just a part of life. There's a dog saying hello. Doggy says hello. So when we get that exhausted, and in pain especially, it's hard to feel connected to God and to spirit because you're not feeling good. You're not feeling good. You're feeling dragged down. You're feeling heavy in your body. Taking a nap and just taking a break when you can is absolutely great. Unconditionally love yourself, no matter if you have a migraine for 3 days or, you know, your kidneys have gone out again, whatever is going on. Just unconditionally love yourself. Even if you have a bad moment, you end up yelling at people, that's okay. You know, everybody has that. And if you're like me or many of the people I know, you put a lot of stress on yourself to always be sweet, always be nice. But when I have been in the hospital, sometimes, oh my God, I'm not going to even go into the hospital thing. But after surgeries, I have had like a little, how do I say it? Something I say comes across a little bit crass, and then I follow it up, I'm sorry. And with my husband and my family, sometimes mommy's not in, you know, a good mood, and I let him know that's just the exhaustion talking. Because when you're exhausted and when you're in pain, you're going to act differently. It's going to be harder to smile. And I don't know what a high pain threshold is. I don't know if I have one or not. So unconditionally love yourself. No matter what huge stress you're going through, deep depression, deep anxiety, and stop letting it be your identity. I run into so many people, and I've been guilty of it myself, where the first thing you think about yourself is, I have anxiety. Well, you're not Miss Anxiety. You're not Miss Depression. You're not Mr. Scatterbrained. Those are symptoms of something, and maybe something you'll live with your whole life, but it's not you. It's not Claire. It's not Sydney. Whoever your soul is, your symptoms, those extra labels from, you know, Catholic to Muslim to cashier to lawyer, those are all different titles, but it is not you. And it's hard to flip that around. And I'm at the point in Stephen King's It where one of the characters realizes that his asthma medication is placebo, and basically he had been tricked into thinking he had asthma for various reasons, but he continued to use his inhaler for the rest of his life, still believing he had asthma. That's absolutely okay. I completely get that. I have thought about my family tree and my own anxiety about things that it's really hard to flip the script and say, no, maybe you don't have anxiety as much as you think you do. Maybe you're not as exhausted as you think you are. So to connect with spirit, one cool thing I learned from one of my mentors, Amethyst Mahoney, is working with the golden flame. And it's basically, if you've heard of, working with the violet flame or any meditation, I'm going to break it down really simply for you. You feel like you're opening your crown chakra, and if you're a total newbie, that just means where your crown is, where the top of your head is, and you connect to who your guides are. Let's say, for instance, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, or Archangel Michael, and you connect with them, and you ask for the gold flame to come down into your system, into your body, washing away, whisking through you, washing through all of your worry, your fear, your doubt, anything extra you've picked up. Let that, it's actually better if you're actually not on the ground, not on the earth, but actually like in a chair or in your living room. Let the golden flame circulate from your palms, from your feet, back swoosh up again into your mind, into your brain, dropping back down. The whole time the golden flame keeps coming down, 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 down around you like a shower. I mean, I know it's weird because it's called a golden flame and showering, but whatever, okay? If it works, it works. And just picture like glitter pixels, glittery, gold, however you would identify a golden flame. And as it rushes through your body, it fills you up. You rush your energy back up. And then you say thank you. You cap it off. You put back your crown. Sometimes I just touch my head. And you say thank you to your guides and who you connect with. And this is a beautiful way just to sweep your system a lot of the energies around you. Most of my friends are empaths. I'm very empathic. Very, very, very. Don't use the word very. I'm empathic myself. My kids are empaths. So that means we get in a whole lot of trouble because we're always feeding off of each other's energy, or we're being sucked into somebody's energy just based on the environment. And it's not just going into Walmart and feeling dizzy. You know, you can be at a friend's house. You can be at your house. And you just feel that weirdness. Like, you feel something kind of holding on you. Nothing, you know, don't freak out, nothing crazy. But it just kind of sucks your energy down. So if you start doing this, you know, whenever you feel like you need it, you're going to feel lighter. And, you know, whether you think it's a placebo or baloney, it's always good to have those techniques, because the body and the mind respond together very well with techniques. And what do? With toddlers, we distract them. So if they're in pain or something's bothering them and they're having a tantrum or they're overthinking, you distract them with something, let's say butterflies or cotton candy, and their attention turns and calms down and solidifies into something different. Well, we got to kind of do that with ourselves, and we have to just let it out and breathe. So anyway, this is just my random trust and source type thing. Throughout my life, I've always, not only have I seen signs every day, but I get into the point, and I think you do too, where there are signs that you're okay around you, but you're so used to seeing them that you actually just don't believe it anymore. You don't believe that people care. You don't believe there's support around, especially if you've been hanging around the news way too much. And just realizing that the newness of what you feel guided or confirmation can change for you. It can get a little, it can almost get a little old for you. If you just realize that, you immensely. There's so many people who are empaths, psychics, intuitive readers. We all go to different people. You know why? Because we are stuck inside of ourselves, and we can't quite see the support. So sometimes when we're really stressed out and we have a lot of issues going on, we'll go to another person read us and help our energy, and they'll say, "Oh, you have so much support around you." And you'll be like, "Holy cow, I thought I was like, you know, under a spiritual." No, girl, you just stressed. You just need to sit down and watch some Netflix and chill out. So keeping everything on the positive side, and also being very self-aware of what we challenge and deal with. Reach up for that connection and take a breath. Life is very short, and this is just a short assignment. Although the world feels nice and crunchy. So anyway, my daughter is up, so I am going to end this broadcast here, but I hope you have a wonderful day. I'm doing a 4th of July reading sale for $77 for 1 hour power hour. We connect soul to soul, spirit to spirit. And, you know, the year is halfway over, so let's make plans for an awesome second half. It's going to go really fast. All right. Talk to you soon. Have a good one. Good night.